Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate the feast day of Saint Bernardine of Siena. Saint Bernardine, right from his birth, was favored and loved by the Mother of God, Marian Saint, Saint Bernardine of Siena. He was born on the same birthday as Our Lady, September 8th, Saint Bernardine being born in the year 1380. And Our Lady had special care and protection over him, mediating graces to him throughout his youth, and then giving him the grace of a vocation to the Franciscan life. And in fact, he would enter the friary on that very same day, Our Lady's birthday, September 8th. Later on, a year later, I think it was, the very same day, the birth of Our Lady, he makes his first profession as a Franciscan. And then, after having been trained by such great preachers and saints as Saint John Capistran and Saint James of the March, he's then ordained a priest on the same day, the birthday of Our Lady, September 8th. And of course, he gives his first sermon on Our Lady's Nativity. Now, there was a problem, though, is that by nature, Saint Bernardine had a very weak voice, and it was hoarse sounding. Now, this is back in the day when they didn't have microphones. And so, what did he do? Turned to Our Lady and asked her for help, her intercession. And Our Lady heard his request, saw that this was for the glory of God, and gave him the grace to then have a booming voice, and he would then be commissioned to go and preach throughout Italy. He was known as the Apostle of Italy. Now, another thing that Our Lady did for him was inflame his heart with a great love and appreciation of the holy name of Jesus. And in fact, the symbol of the name of Jesus, IHS, which we have on our own Franciscan pulpit here, would all be promoted and made known through the missionary preaching of Saint Bernardine of Siena. And we see in today's reading, first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, also the power of the name of Jesus, right? This is present in the church right from the beginning. The power of the holy name of Jesus to save both body and soul. Saint Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, he goes and he heals a cripple. And they're inquiring about it. What's going on? How did this happen? And Saint Peter says, leaders of the people and elders, if we are being examined today about a good deed done to a cripple, namely, by what means was he saved? In body. How was he saved? Then all of you and all the people of Israel should know that it was in the name of Jesus Christ, the Nazarene, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead. In his name, this man stands before you healed. The power of the name of the Son of God heals this man's crippled body. But the name of Jesus, more importantly, has the power to heal our souls and to save us. And then that's what Saint Peter goes on to affirm. There is no salvation through anyone else, nor is there any other name under heaven given to the human race by which we are to be saved. There is only one Savior of the world. There is only one true religion, and there is only one true church by which we are to be saved. And so we ask Our Lady and Saint Bernardine of Siena to give us the same love and confidence in the power of the name of Jesus to save us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.